Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry.
Work all night on a drink of rum.
Daylight comes and
Harry Belafonte, who stormed the pop charts and smashed racial barriers in the 1950s and went on to become a leader in the civil rights movement, died today at his home in the Upper West Side of Manhattan. The 96-year-old passed from congestive heart failure. It's official. President Biden formally launched his re-election campaign with a pre-recorded video this morning. Democrat Congressman James Clyburn from South Carolina weighs in.
I don't believe this is about stopping Trump. This is about continuing our pursuit of a more perfect union, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Ron DeSantis is country hopping right now around the world this week. From Japan this morning, he caught up with Fox News to deploy a stay-tuned approach to his candidacy.
So I've said from the election of 2022, when people started asking me, we got a legislative session that we're working on. We've got a few more weeks to go with that. We're going to be putting up a lot of wins on the board. And so I'm not going to be making any announcements before that's concluded.
NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been officially traded to the New York Jets, giving the Packers multiple draft picks in the trade. An attempt at the first privately funded lunar landing is about to take place today. Japan's iSpace launched its lander to the moon aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket in December, and since then it's been heading for a lunar orbit, which it achieved on Friday. 12:40 p.m. Eastern this afternoon, the lander will begin braking. It should take about an hour to reach the lunar surface. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Believe it or not, eating French fries may lead to depression.
A research team in China has concluded that eating fried foods, especially fried potatoes, frequently is linked to high rates of anxiety and depression. The research found a 12% higher risk of anxiety and a 7% higher risk of depression in people who eat a lot of fried foods versus those who don't. However, don't swear off fries just yet. Nutrition experts say this study is preliminary and that it's not really clear if fried foods cause mental health issues. I'm John Schaefer.
Reports are indicating the decision for Fox News to part ways with primetime host Tucker Carlson came from Fox Corporation Chairman Rupert Murdoch himself.
That's citing a report from the Los Angeles Times, which itself cited people familiar with the situation. The LA Times sources said a number of reasons factored into the decision. There's a discrimination lawsuit, plus Murdoch may not have been a big fan of Carlson's coverage of the January 6th Capitol riot. The announcement sent Fox Corp stock down sharply Monday. Shares dropped nearly 4% not long after the news broke. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Yesterday was a rough day for talking heads. Longtime anchor Don Lemon and CNN have also severed ties. The network says Don will forever be a part of the CNN family, and we thank him for his contribution over the last 17 years. That comes from CNN's CEO. Thanks for listening, my friend. It is well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As we've been insisting, we've got to return to first principles. I mean, immediately, with a sense of urgency. I mean, look what's happening to our kids. The attack on our kids, the attack on the family. And our kids are paying the price. This is a generational impact that this will have. This is not just, you know, we're going to get over this. This is like some little phase that we'll get over in a couple of years and then everything will come back to normal. No, what's been put into motion is diabolical. It is evil and it is generational. The impact that it's having on our kids today. The most recent is this UN report proposing decriminalizing sex with children. You heard that right. This is the United Nations, the same body that our government, our own government, seems to be selling itself out to, whether it involves the WHO and a pandemic or any future pandemics. We just want to yield to the United Nations. And their brilliant idea is to decriminalize sex with children. Dr. Alex McFarland joins us now, and he's at the crossroads of faith and culture, as always, the author, educator, and broadcaster. Alex, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing well. Always an honor to speak with you, Bill, and I sincerely appreciate you having me on.
Well, this issue with the United Nations needs to really, I mean, beyond sounding the alarms, I mean, this is something urgently that we must respond to. This is how decrepit our culture is becoming, Alex, that we would decriminalize, dare to decriminalize, consider decriminalizing sex with children.
Yeah, well, and by the way, there have been a number of Democrat voices that have spoken out wanting to remove age of consent laws. And Bill, you and I know, I mean, this is immoral. And for those of us that are Christians and believe not only in first principles and moral boundaries, but believe in Christ and the Bible, we know it's demonic. Mm-hmm. I mean, it frankly is demonic. Let me speak for a moment a little bit about American sovereignty being yielded to the United Nations. A lot of people don't realize this, but there are a number of sites in America, in the continental U.S., that they want to make UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Now, UNESCO is a subset of the U.N., and UNESCO will, you know, they memorialize sites around the world like Palmyra and the Colosseum in Rome that are things of exceptional cultural heritage, right? Right now, there's a move to make James Madison's house a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And the Woolworth lunch counter that was integrated during the Civil Rights Movement. But here's what a lot of people don't realize, and this is why we've got to have leaders beginning with a president that acknowledges American sovereignty and that we are not a stepchild of the UN.
Mm-hmm.
But when something becomes a UNESCO World Heritage Site, that means that site forever will be subject to the moral code or lack thereof of the UN. And right now, the World Health Organization, the UN, they're working to abolish laws that speak to age of consent. And this gets down to the sexual perversion, the absolute dearth and absence of any moral conscience by the woke progressive left. And I'm just going to say this, Bill, and I'm only speaking for Alex McFarland here. The Democrat Party, which has no soul, they have sold their conscience to secularism and Satan. And I've got to say, you know, whether or not you're a Christian, and obviously I would hope that everyone would believe in Christ and be a Christian, but just as an adult with a conscience, how any person could vote Democrat is a mystery to me.
Mm-hmm.
And even I talk with lifelong Democrats that are, you know, JFK era Democrats. And regardless of their spiritual persuasion, they say, look, the Democrat Party is the party of anarchy and lawlessness, and they can't in good conscience vote for any Democrats anymore. Mm-hmm. And so it is so sad. One last thing I got to say, Bill. People say, you know, sex with children, transgender, hormone replacement therapy, you know, maiming children for life, giving middle school girls chest binders to, you know, hinder the growth of their bodies during puberty. How can the Democrats stand for this? Easy. And it relates to the Latin phrase, a fortiori, from the greater to the lesser. Look, if you will murder babies, then you wouldn't think anything of abusing children. Because the greater crime, the murder of the unborn, if you'll do the greater, then certainly you'll do the lesser. So child abuse, the Democrats are the party of child abuse because for five decades they've been the party of child murder.
Mm-hmm. But if the truth be known, Alex, child abuse has been going on for decades. Now they just want to codify it. It's like, why not? I mean, you've got LGBTQ coming in. They're now a protected class. Well, why shouldn't they? This opens the door to everything. But you got to go back to what happened in 2000 and how the Democrats began to, you know, slide into the deep abyss. And that was in 2000, if you remember, when they made a concerted effort. I mean, it was a definitive effort to take God out of their platform. And
oh, yeah.
I remember when that vote was taken, not everybody had consensus. There wasn't unanimity in that, although there was the mayor of L.A. who determined it to be so. And they extricated God from their platform. And it is since then, it's as if the Democrats have become joined at the hip with Satan himself. I mean, and that sounds powerful, Alex. I know for some Democrats, and they hear this, they go, oh, you and Alex have gone over the top. I mean, what are you doing? Well, look at the manifestation of the policies and what they are pushing on, you know, on their voters and on the rest of us.
Well, exactly. And let me say, folks, spiritual issues aside, and believe me, I could defend moral truth and the legitimacy of the Christian worldview, you know, based on, you know, American history, the Constitution. I teach a college course on the philosophical foundations of the U.S. Constitution. But I would say this, Bill, that standing up for moral truth is something that we all have a vested interest in.
Exactly.
I mean, really. Because our Constitution defends immutable rights and immutable characteristics. Now, sexual behavior, homosexual activity, transgender ideation, this is mutable. In other words, it's not something you're born with. It's not inherent. And our Constitution And Declaration, Constitution, Bill of Rights is about a penumbra, a grouping of immutable rights.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Dr. McFarland after this.
The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, that is our commitment to you. And also our encouragement to you is that you must own your own knowledge. I mean, you're hearing Dr. Alex McFarland, myself, have this discussion about our culture, what the UN is doing. And it's there's no doubt it makes you angry. Any rational individual will be angry, especially when you see the kind of publications that are entering into grade schools that our kids are being exposed to. It is beyond disgusting. But this is where we are right now. This is why if you have your kids involved in public school and you don't know what the, you know, what the doctrine is or what the curriculum is that these teachers are utilizing and what they believe in, I mean, you are setting up your kids for, you know, a generation. I mean, this is what I mean. We're at this point, Alex, where the choices that we're making are impacting generations today. This is why there has to be such a sense of immediacy and a commitment, and dare I say, a line in the sand that says, "Hell no, we're not going to tolerate this anymore." And if you're not going to teach kids the kind of curriculum that that we're paying for and that we deserve, then we're going to yank our kids out of school if we need to homeschool them or find another institution, and we're going to put pressure on the institutions, our government bodies, to make sure that the monies that are invested for our kids follow that kid wherever he goes to whatever school choice he may want.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to. I mean, public education, K through 12, and then college, has become absolutely the enemy of the U.S. Constitution. And I say that as a guy that has spoken at more than 200 American public universities. I've spoken in, I don't know how many dozens of high schools. And let me just say, I come from a long line. My mother was a public school teacher 28 years, and my mother was president of the North Carolina Young Republicans in the 1950s. And I'm going to say this, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm a citizen, but I'm not, Bill, what I'm saying about the Constitution and the country has nothing to do with the fact that I'm a Bible-believing Christian, which I am. Everybody, regardless of your spiritual orientation, should have a vested interest in preserving our Constitution. But how far we've come, let me just share this, Bill. There was a Cornell University professor named Carl Becker. Carl Becker was probably in the mid-20th century the preeminent expert on the founders. The two names, and I know virtually nobody will know these names, but the two probably most widely studied, most literate experts on America's founding would have been the Democrat congressman from New York, Saul Bloom, a Jewish Democrat, and then Carl Becker, a Cornell University professor. In fact, the late, great Antonin Scalia said that Saul Bloom's book on the Constitution from the 1930s was the classic work on the Constitution in the 20th century. Now, the reason I'm quoting these guys, Becker and Bloom, because both were Democrats, both were, as far as I'm aware, not Christians. They were not evangelicals. And Carl Becker said, quote, that the philosophy of the founders was, quote, essentially at one with the Christian faith.
Mm-hmm.
At one with the Christian faith. Saul Bloom, Democrat from New York, he said no atheist could ever be president because you have to swear allegiance to a higher power, which an atheist cannot do. And again, Saul Bloom, a Jewish Democrat, said that the philosophy of the founders, the philosophy that birthed America, was the Judeo-Christian worldview.
Exactly.
Now, why am I saying that? It's because, look, whether or not you believe in God and morals, the foundation that gives you the freedom to safely walk around as a non-believer is this Judeo-Christian worldview. Exactly. And so if you're a gay atheist or Muslim, go for it. Be a gay atheist or Muslim. Split hell wide open. Destroy your soul. That's your prerogative. But what we can't let you do is dismantle the foundation that allows you to safely, prosperously walk around as a non-evangelical, non-heterosexual. You see what I'm saying, Bill?
Exactly.
If you want what gave us a free, safe, prosperous America, you ought to tolerate the avenue that gave us that, and that was clearly what the late, great sociologist Rodney Stark said, the iron Protestant work ethic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to protect the very thing that protects you, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So here's the word of the day, penumbra, P-E-N-U-M-B-R-A, penumbra. A penumbra is a grouping of something. There's a penumbra of listeners hearing our show right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
The founders understood that each human has a penumbra of rights. Now, these are limited. You have natural rights based on natural law. And natural law is nobody's opinion, but it's just revelation. From the Jews to the Greeks to the Romans, everybody understands. You don't lie, you don't steal. And natural rights are identical with the Ten Commandments found in Exodus 20. Mm-hmm. And it's written on every heart. And you have life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Now, my liberty ends where your liberty begins. But what you and I are seeing with the abortion on demand, the right to abort, the right to, quote, gay marriage, we're seeing the penumbra of natural rights being supplemented by assumed artificial contrived rights.
Exactly.
And there'll be no limit to where that ends.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you start subordinating your natural right, which is, you know, God-given, and it's legitimate, and you replace it with the counterfeit or the illegitimate, that's when things start to implode on themselves. And this is what we're seeing right now. People of faith, people who have an understanding and vision, people who pray to Almighty God and have an understanding of natural law, they see the conflict that is brought on here, and I don't blame people for being concerned, but I say take that concern and go to the throne room of God, because He's the one who instituted the infrastructure for all this, all His creation, and what is being attacked and dishonored is Almighty God Himself. That's the bottom line, Alex.
Exactly. Well, and you know, Bill, look, all of the transgenders, the homosexuals, these social and moral deviant people, they want legal sanctioning and validation because deep in their heart they know it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sad to say that, you know, 2 weeks removed from the Nashville shooting, we have almost forgotten it, but Aubrey Hale, the transgender that killed six people. And right after that, I said, you know, I did an interview 2 hours after that shooting happened. And I said, the sad thing is, you know, by the time this week is out, she'll be, you know, lauded as the victim, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course she was. But
right.
Transgender people said very cryptically on Thursday after the shooting Monday, you know, 2 weeks ago, they said, hate has consequences. Well, in saying that we disagree with you, you know, if you're a male and you want to put on a dress, and if you're, you know, delusional, you know, go for it, do whatever you want to do, but don't expect us to validate you. That's not hate. That's just rational thought in a free market of ideas.
Yeah, but the hate is coming from them.
Yeah, true.
That's where the hate. Where is the source of the hate? You see, and even to this day, Alex, they have not released her manifesto. Why?
Yeah. And
everybody else. Yeah, 20 seconds left here. Alex, how can people be in touch with you?
My website, alexmcfarland.com. We're on the road. We just got through the big event in Tennessee, and we'd love to come to your city very soon. Call us.
Check it out. Here he is, the one and only Dr. Alex McFarland. Thank you, Alex. God bless, my friend. Take care.
God bless you, Ben.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero. zero copays, and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA News Update.
Work all night on a drink of rum.
Harry Belafonte, who stormed the pop charts and smashed racial barriers in the 1950s and went on to become a leader in the civil rights movement, died today at his home in the Upper West Side of Manhattan. The 96-year-old passed from congestive heart failure. It's official. President Biden formally launched his re-election campaign with a pre-recorded video this morning. Democrat Congressman James Clyburn from South Carolina weighs in.
I don't believe this is about stopping Trump. This is about continuing our pursuit of a more perfect union, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and Mark Meckler is joining us. He's the founder of Convention of States, and we've got lots to talk about. I say the founder, the president of Convention of States. I stand corrected. Hey, Mark, good to have you back with us. How are you?
It's great to be with you. I'm doing great.
Okay. Well, you did an analysis. We ran a poll and figured that nearly three-quarters of voters believe that the Trump arrest will not affect or could even help his 2024 bid. Now, after all that has come out, what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still correct. If you look at the polling prior to the actual indictment and arrest, what you see is that the vast majority of people felt like it either benefits him or doesn't have any effect at all. We see that on a cross-partisan basis. And now what we see is that either it had no effect or it benefited him, because it appears that his numbers are going up among the Republican base. I would argue this was probably the intent of the left here, but his numbers seem to be going way up among the Republican base, and he looks more and more likely to be the Republican nominee.
Especially after what D.A. Bragg presented. It's like, where's the beef here, buddy? I mean, here, this thing gets all hyped up. What you're talking about, the consequences for Donald Trump, potentially 100 years of jail. I mean, this is like, didn't we go through this dance before with, you know, Adam Schiff and the Democratic Party? They were so excited they were going to be perp-walking Donald Trump. He was going to be in handcuffs, and they were just so excited with glee that they thought for sure that they had the goods on Donald Trump. And, of course, Adam Schiff, deservedly, is not part of a committee because he violated the trust of his leadership position.
Yeah, look, I think that on the right and wrong of it, we're right. Everything you're saying is absolutely correct. On the electoral effect, that's where it gets interesting and sketchy to me, because you have the majority of the American public says in other polling that this is a partisan thing, that they understand that this is it's not really about whether Donald Trump is guilty of any crime, but this is political theater, and that's what it's intended to be. But you also have the latest polling showing that 60% of Americans think it's a good thing that he was indicted. And so those would seemingly be in contradiction, except you have a lot of people that just really hate Donald Trump, and they're happy to see him indicted, whether they think it's political or not. And where it really gets interesting is when you get into independents, because it's the majority of independents think it's a good thing that he was indicted. There's a big problem there for Donald Trump, because in an election that's a national election for the presidency, he's going to need a bunch of independents. And I don't think being indicted gets anybody on his side that wasn't already likely to be on his side. In other words, I don't think anybody who's truly independent is saying, well, now that he's been indicted, I think I'll vote for him. Mm-hmm. So I think on balance, this is a bad thing in the general election for Donald Trump and a good thing in the primary.
Well, maybe part of it, too, Mark, might be people saying, look, I'm glad the left showed their cards. I mean, and this is what Donald Trump has been from day one. He has been an agent of exposure, whether it's the deep state, the shenanigans of the left, and he is really exposing them big time. I mean, in much the same way that Bill Clinton did with the Republicans. And look what happened for Bill Clinton after he was, he was attacked by Republicans and was impeached. Well, Bill Clinton went on to have a pretty good run as president, which he, by the way, should thank Newt Gingrich for. But that's a whole other story.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. Again, I can't disagree with anything that you're saying. What worries me, what makes me nervous about this whole thing, is the Democrats are pretty transparent. And they did this with candidates all across the Senate landscape in the 2022 cycle. They worked really hard to elevate the people that they consider to be the weaker candidates. They actually spent a whole bunch of money. Mm-hmm. We actually just saw this with the results coming out of Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, which is a really bad result.
Right.
Leftist justice got elected, now giving a majority to the left there. They elevated the Democrats, the leftists elevated. They spent money, at least $2 million, elevating who they believe to be the weaker candidate. It proved to be true in Wisconsin. And again, I'm not trying to call Donald Trump a weak candidate, but I am saying Donald Trump is weak among moderates, and you got to win moderates to win the presidency.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that for everyday Americans who still believe in the Constitution, Mark, they've got to wake up. You know, this one Princeton professor said very clearly that, America is in a cold civil war. Democrats versus conservatives. That is clear. People need to understand, the war has been going on. It's conservatives that haven't shown up, and they need to come up in mass to defend the Constitution and defend the future of America. Otherwise, I mean, even though Donald Trump said in one of his State of the Union speeches that America will never be a socialist country, I wish that was going to be the case. But I'll tell you, we're as close to being a socialist country than ever in my lifetime.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yesterday I was speaking to somebody, a friend of ours, actually lives in Wisconsin. He's married to a former Soviet citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And he said his wife's name is Alla. And he said she was telling him, and she's been talking to him recently, about that people in America don't understand what's going on, that she lived under it. She knows what true socialism or communism looks like. She knows what the government does. She knows what it feels like. And she said she feels it happening here. She's lived here for 25 years. She's an American citizen. And she's terrified that she's losing her country.
Exactly.
She fled tyranny and repression, and she feels like she's living in a system that's sliding into tyranny and repression.
Well, our friends down in Miami, the Cubans there, they experienced communism firsthand. They're able to come to America. Their families are separated. They appreciate the horrors. I've been saying, forever, because here we are wrapping up spring break and the kids are excited about going to the beach. And I'm saying, look at how about a real investment in your future? Go down to Cayo Ocho in Miami and go talk to these Cuban immigrants who have come here, and now many of them are citizens, and hear from their lips what communism did to their country and why they had to run and leave their country. I mean, you got to understand, there's many mixed emotions. People think, oh, well, they came to America, the great American dream and the whole deal.
you know, by and large, people have a loyalty to the country in which they were born in. It breaks their heart to think that they've been overrun and they have to run to America. And I don't blame them for having mixed loyalties. I know for my grandfather, for example, he came to America. He paid one penny for his citizenship, Mark, when he came across and came into this country through Texas. He paid a penny for the border at the border for his citizenship. But he always wanted to be back in Mexico. And his biggest fear was, though he spent a number of years in America, was that somehow he was going to die in America. And he made my grandmother promise that he would never be buried in America. He wanted to be back in his homeland.
Yeah, look, I think people, I agree with you, people undervalue what it means to have to leave your country. And we undervalue it because we live in a country where that thought has really probably never crossed our minds. We believe, and we certainly have lived in the freest place on earth, but the idea that you would have to flee your homeland, flee your family, never to return likely, I mean, especially folks who are from Cuba under communist rule, they're not going back as long as that's under communist rule. People who leave and come from Russia, now from Venezuela or maybe Brazil, these people don't want to come to America because they want to leave their own country. They love their own country. They love their own heritage. That's just normal human behavior. I can't even imagine what it would be like. It's, you know, for me, leaving one state and moving to another state is hard enough. Having to renounce your loyalty to your country and move overseas seems impossible to me.
Well, and especially you leave family behind. There's no way you're going to bring, you know, the totality of your family with you. People are left behind in the process. You know, this is absolutely heartbreaking. But you see, it's underestimated right now, because you have people in control like Mayorkas. He can't even answer a question. He can't even admit that we've got a crisis at the border. We can't even deal with any kind of transparent, real numbers as to what's going on and how these people are affected, or the wristbands that they wear. He has no clue about the wristbands and what they represent by the cartel. Either he really is clueless or he's just playing stupid, because that seems to be the convenient thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, Mayorkas is not only a disgrace, he should be impeached. You know, one of the things that frustrates me is watching a guy like Mayorkas come before the legislature, come before the House and before the Senate, and essentially just refuse to answer questions.
We'll talk more about it on the other side. We've got more from Mark Meckler after this. Stay with us.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Mark Meckler, the president of the Convention of States. Action continues. Mark, as you were saying, and I agree with you, people come before Congress and they're so arrogant. We're talking Christopher Wray, Dr. Fauci. I mean, the list is long and distinguished, and those on the left refuse to answer the questions. And last time I checked, isn't it we the people that sign their paycheck?
It is we the people that sign their paycheck, and importantly, I mean, this is one of the primary functions of the legislative branch is to provide oversight of the executive. So when you've come to the point in your history where we are now where members of the executive can come before Congress, sometimes they just refuse to come. Mm-hmm. When they come before Congress and then they sit there and they blatantly refuse to answer questions, you know, we watched one last week that just gets under my skin, Mayorkas. Refusing to say what an AR rifle is. He said he was in favor of banning ARs, and then when asked what an AR is, he said he would defer to the experts, and he was pushed, and he just simply refused to answer. I think that's an outrage, and again, there is a jail cell there, and I think there should be contempt slapped on these folks immediately. I think they should go sit in that cell. I feel like we have to treat them like little children. You can go to your room and think about this, and when you want to be honest, you can come back out and talk to us. That's what we need to be doing with these people, because the executive has to answer questions of the legislative branch.
Exactly. They owe it to us, the people, because we're the ones that are paying the freight here.
Yeah, we're paying the freight, and it's important to remember that this is still supposed to be a representative government, and that means the folks that we see there, especially in the House of Representatives, they directly represent the people. And so when you see members of the House or members of the Senate asking questions of members of the executive branch, remember, they're asking those questions on our behalf. It's as if you or I, their constituents, were asking those questions. And so when you have somebody like Secretary Mayorkas, and he refuses to answer those questions, he's refusing to answer your questions. And my
exactly.
question, he's refusing to answer the voters' question.
Everyday Americans, Mark, are faced with those questions in the jobs that they work. If they did that to their employers, they're in the unemployment line. There's no discussion. But because the way the government is set up with this permanent bureaucratic class and, the union, the way it operates within the bureaucracy, they're a protected class. And so what do we end up with is mediocrity at every turn. Merit doesn't exist within our government. It's just all about control and power and make sure the Democrats have their hands on the lever, as many of the levers as possible, and everybody will be happy.
Yeah, and I would argue it's even gone to a place that's darker than control and power, because it's control and power in service to the worldwide woke,
right? Yes.
The crazy leftist agenda. And so what we're doing is we're putting people in positions of power that have no expertise, that have no experience, that have no skills, and frankly, that aren't that bright, who can't answer even basic questions. And so why they're there is because they swear fealty to the leftist agenda, the woke agenda. They put that above everything else, and that puts everything else at risk.
Well, look at Biden's cabinet. I mean, that is a joke. You look at the cabinet, and I mean, you can't even impose any member of that cabinet just about in any Fortune, legitimate Fortune 500 company. They wouldn't last for 2 seconds. They would, you know, send them on an errand to go buy donuts, and they would move away from them.
Yeah, well, look, and top of that list, the poster child for that is Pete Buttigieg, who is transportation secretary for two reasons. One is because he's gay, and two is because apparently he really likes choo-choo trains and finds them to be romantic. Those were his qualifications.
We didn't realize it was so easy. I mean, we thought you actually had to go and accomplish something. How silly are we, Mark?
Well, you know, it's funny because I try to be as balanced as I can on this, and I try to look at the way folks on the right make these nominations. And to be fair, there are an occasion where folks on the right are nominated that are unqualified. Mm-hmm. They usually end up withdrawn. They, once they're publicly embarrassed, those nominations are withdrawn. That's just not the case on the left. They go to bat for virtually everybody. They put up with a few notable exceptions. You know, we've had some victories in this regard on the right lately. We had somebody nominated to head the FAA that had absolutely no experience, and they ultimately got shot down. So I think that's a good thing. And I think the solution to all this, Bill, is that the Republicans really have to start playing hardball.
Exactly.
They have to play the sorts of games that the Democrats play on a daily basis. If we don't do that, we're in a war. You mentioned early on that this is looking more and more like a cold civil war. There aren't shots being fired, but we're definitely at a war for the heart and minds of the nation. And we're going to have to play like we're in a war.
Yeah, without a doubt. You got to take the gloves off. I mean, this is serious. You know, before we were talking with Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots, Mark, and we always say that, you know, can you not give, you know, give our government, give the interests of we the people just 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes to activate your citizen. Couldn't you not do that? And I said, we got to throw that out. It's much more, we need a deeper commitment, because guess what? The left is relentless. They are all in. They're giving more than 5 minutes a day. And this is why they're eating our lunch. And we need to understand that we are in a war, and we have to match mano y mano. And whatever it is, whatever it takes, because what's hanging in the balance here is the next generation and our great grandkids, even Mark, that are being taxed. They're not even born yet, and they're being taxed.
Yeah, and I would add, it's not just mano y mano. It's not just time. It's also money. And one of the things that the left is really extraordinary at, and I hate to make this a fundraising pitch, but it is, one of the things the left is really extraordinary at is raising small dollar money.
Yeah.
Just so millions and millions and millions of folks on the left, when they hear something like this, they say, yeah, you know what? I'll give $5 a month. I'll give up my Starbucks latte once a month in order to fund something. If folks can do that at Convention of States, imagine what it would mean. It would be transformative for our organization if all of your listeners went to conventionofstates.com, hit that donate button, signed up to be a monthly donor at $5
exactly.
a month.
$5.
And for most people, $5 a month doesn't make any difference in their standard of living.
Exactly. And we want you to do that now, okay? Again, the website they can click on?
Conventionofstates.com. Just click on that donate button. Donate $5 a month. It'll literally transform our ability to save the nation.
We've got to fight back, and we've got to use weapons that are available to us. But if we don't exercise and we sit on the couch and just say, oh, well, this too shall pass, this is not passing. It is getting worse, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you never would have thought, at least in my lifetime, I would never have thought a president would be indicted on such a flimsy case. And then the two other torpedoes that are in the water are are spurious at best as well. I mean, a phone call to the governor of Atlanta, and now, you know, that's going to be another issue. And then what they did at Mar-a-Lago, you know, compared to what they're doing with Joe Biden, as you and I talked about earlier. I mean, this is absurd. But this is today's America. Today's America that's losing grip of its standing as a democratic, you know, republic nation. Now, Convention of the States, Mark, every time we get on and we get in these situations, it calls out to me to say, okay, where are we right now in terms of the number of states? Because, I mean, we have to do what we have to do, but the states themselves as leaders need to do the same thing, and that is call this government into question and to deal with these important issues that you have cited that are, it's quite clear, the mission of Convention of States. So remind our audience what Convention of States is all about and what they can do to come alongside and co-labor with you so that we hit that number that we need to hit in order to bring the states together to take a look at these critical issues in our government. Because if we don't do it now, we're done.
So the main thing to remember is this is about the balance of power between the federal government and the states. And if you believe that the federal government's in our business and in a lot of places in our business, they shouldn't be. If you think you should decide what goes on between you and your doctor, or you should decide what goes on between you and your child, or what goes on in your school district, then you're in favor of taking the power away from D.C. and giving it back to the people. And the way we do that is we use Article 5 of the Constitution, the second clause saying that when two-thirds of the states call for an Article 5, they do that by passing resolutions. When two-thirds of the states or 34 states call for convention, we're going to gather in convention. And what we're going to discuss is we're going to discuss term limits on members of Congress and the deep state, by the way. I would call this the Fauci Amendment. We don't need guys like him 40 years in the federal government. Number two is we're going to talk about a balanced budget amendment, fiscal restraints on the federal government, tax caps, spending caps, imposing real accounting on the federal government. And number three, we're going to discuss anything that would limit the scope, the power, and the jurisdiction of the federal government. In other words, we can say, no, you can't be involved in education or energy or health care or the environment or any list of things that the federal government was never supposed to be involved in where the courts have subsequently given them power. So that's what we're doing. It takes 34 states to call a convention. So far, 19 and a half states have done it. I say half because we're pending in the North Carolina Senate right now. Their House has already passed it. By the way, this year, Kansas passed it. But they have a special rule that they had put in place to preserve Roe versus Wade, which requires a two-thirds majority in both houses. So we're going to be litigating that. Mm-hmm. Right now, we look really good in Iowa. We've got Senator Rick Santorum on the ground in Iowa today, passed out of committee in both houses, and it is on the floor in the House and Senate in Iowa coming up real quickly. So things look good for getting to at least 22 this year. By the way, Bill, our activists are also involved in the pro-life movement and pro-Second Amendment, in fixing the election systems in all the states where we can get that stuff passed in the legislatures. So folks really want to be engaged. You made a call in the beginning on say everybody has to put in at least their 5 minutes. I would argue give an hour a week. Go to conventionofstates.com, click on the Take Action tab, sign the petition, give your $5 a month, and you can help save the nation.
Exactly. $5 a month, an hour a week, to save this country, to get this country back on track and preserve it for the next generation. Mark, you know, that's the vision. That is the clarion call for all of us. And thank you so much for reminding us of that. And again, remind the audience the website to go to.
The website is www.conventionofstates.com. It's real easy to navigate. Sign the petition, click the Take Action tab to volunteer, and click the donate button to give that $5 a month.
He's the president of the Convention of States Action, Mark Meckler. Thank you, Mark. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thanks, Bill. God bless you.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?